But you seem to be farther advanced, and I think that's what schooling will do for you. It teaches you to think things out. That's one thing college does, is to think things out.
And then, you know, like now that I'm in graduate school, you know, and everything, in graduate school you can just take the things that you're interested in, you know, like in undergraduate school you have to take other things. Like I wasn't very
interested in certain basics that you have to get.
And that's good, but then when you get into graduate school you can just get into all the stuff that you're interested in, you
kinda
know,
like,
and I like
the
that.
Basic kind of like washing your hands before you eat.
Your
mom and pop made you wash before you
something
eat because health wise and for the looks of it.
Right.
And the basics are something you just need to learn.
That's
what you build on. Mm-hmm. I'm always regretted that I didn't get to go to college. I know I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, you would have. You're just, you have such a, your mind, you just pick up on things and notice things, and you have just, I mean, you retain things and everything. You would have been really good.
Well, I've studied hard. I've got a few diplomas around. That's not all of them up there that I've actually earned since, I completed Dale Carnegie course, which was real helpful to me.
Yeah.
And I've got several rolled up in here, little old certificates that I've attended Arkansas State College on certain things, mostly pertaining to industry. But you can't
you
help but let some of it rub off on you.
Right.
I had to write sort of a, oh, I don't know whether you call it a theme or not, when I finished at Dale Carnegie, long about 53 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And you had to write within a certain amount of words something that happened to you in real life.
Uh-huh.
And what you did about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in the same class as 17 college men, and I won the top award.
Oh, you did?
Over those fellas. They were all friends of mine working with me at the plant.
Uh-huh.
And they was glad I won it.
Uh-huh. That's great.
I want to look, see if I can find that hurried before I leave and get, and I don't know if I've got a copy of it or not, but if I have,
I'd like to see that,
and,
too.
I'm going to have to go here pretty soon.
Oh,
you got anything particular you'd like to wind up with, and we'll wind it up, and then I'll see if I can find this thing.
Okay. Let me finish up this thing about the vegetables and everything. Okay.
Like
what would you call the thing that you'd use to make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
What kinds of melons did they raise?
Back when I was a child, we raised watermelons and mushmelons.
Mm-hmm.
And raised the cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The mushmelon is the long
one. Oh, that's the long one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the cantaloupe is the round one.
Mm-hmm. Was there any difference between butter beans and lima beans? Do those consider the same?
They're in the same family.
Uh-huh.
Same family. One is, you have it in the bunch beans and then the runners.
Uh-huh.
We have them all around our fence, the big colored.
Uh-huh.
Great,
right.
Big colored butter beans.
Butter beans. Uh-huh.
But I think really they refer to the, well, back when I was a kid now, we only knew one bean. It was a white one.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when we first got the colored butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had the little white one and the large one. Now, we called the little white one the lima.
Oh, you did?
And we called the big white one the butter bean.
The butter bean, I see.
But they still are of the same family.
Of the same family.
Because you can get them in the bunch or you can get them in the runner.
Yeah.
And I think we call them limas because that was a trade name.
Trade name, mm-hmm.
And the butter bean was the eating name of what I'd call the eating name.
Oh, now on a cherry, the inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat.
The seed, or the kernel.
Or the kernel. How about on a peach? What would you call that?
It's a seed.
Now, the kind of peach that sticks to the seed, you call that a...
Cling.
And then the other kind...
Freestone.
Now, the part of the apple that you don't eat, that you throw away?
Well, we call it peeling. Some call it a rind.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It could be either.
Mm-hmm. And now, on the inside of the apple, if
core.
Core.
When I talk about the peeling, you see, when they remove the peeling, they use two expressions, peeling or paring.
Or paring. Oh, either way, they'd say that. Do you ever know any other names for peanuts besides peanuts?